This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
ESP.
It's on the phone from his home
on WIP.
Oh, yeah. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games and big events. Always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Joining us now to talk about those Eagles is our very own Elliot Shore Parks of the Go Birds podcast. This Elliot Shore Parks appearance brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Elliot, thank you for joining us, my friend.
I feel like we might need a remix to the ESP song for next week for the free agency desk.
Oh, put that on battle?
We did
ESP's
want to make
on the free agency desk.
No, we wanted to make a new one with to the tune of Tiny Dancer.
Oh, by I wonder yes. Why.
Yeah, well.
I heard about the little nickname.
Little nickname.
Yeah, little nickname is right.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, perfectly normal size feet.
Yep, well... I mean, I suppose, for a child.
Find a new slant, yeah.
All right. So, Elliot, it's On the Record Friday. You might as well go on the record as well. And what we're doing for On the Record Friday is saying, if the Eagles could do one thing next week, what would you like it to be? What would Elliot Shore Park say the Eagles should do next week?
Well, I'm happy to hear Ike finally came around on the importance of an offensive guard, because I'm going to enjoy with them. I'm going to agree with them on this one. I think it's Mekhi Becton. So I do think that the lines are the priority. In terms of a cornerback, I expect them to re-sign Isaiah Rodgers. I think that will be the move they make there. And so in terms of the lines, I do understand needing an edge, but I just think Mekhi Becton, from being around him all year, it just feels like that's a special talent they got. I do think he's very good at guard, but it's, you know, he's 25. He can play tackle. He's been in the building. And from my experience covering offensive linemen, especially for the Eagles, like, the ones with the biggest personalities always end up being the best players. And Mekhi Becton just fits in there. Like, he just fits in that group. So I would not let him walk and go to Tyler's team.
Yeah, I mean, that can't be stated enough about fitting in with their group. And I'm not saying if Tyler Steen had that ability or they felt that confident with him moving forward with him, he would certainly fit in as well from an age standpoint. But Mekhi Becton only being 25 years old, he's right there with the rest of those guys. I mean, he's right there, maybe a year older, a year younger. But this group has the potential of playing together for at least the next 5 years.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is Lane does like playing next to a bigger guard, and Mekhi Becton obviously fits that. Tyler Steen certainly isn't small, and far be it from me to call anybody, you know, small. But, like, he is he's not as big as Mekhi Becton. So I think that's really going to be about the market. I think they have the negotiating advantage there because Mekhi really does want to come back. Mm-hmm. I I feel like Mekhi probably wants to come back more than the Eagles want him back. Not that they don't want him, but I think he will pick the Eagles over other contracts. So I do think there might be some advantage to waiting it out into free agency.
And the Eagles know that as well.
Yeah, sure. I think
like the Eagles get a sense of that.
I think, and Elliot said this, I think the only question is there somebody else out there
willing to,
looks and says, hey, this guy is 25 and blah, 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 blah. And if they're willing, and who maybe doesn't have three other guys in the offensive line with giant salaries, and Cam Jurgens about to get a giant salary too, and say, hey, that is the missing piece. Because as good as Mekhi Becton is, he's not the missing piece on the Eagles' offensive line, you know?
He's not the missing piece. Just the last thing I would say about Becton and why I would pick him is I know he didn't play well at tackle with the Jets, but at only 25, I do think there's a contractual aspect to this where if they think he can slide out to tackle, that increases his value, but it also increases wanting to have him come back. We've talked and we've done a lot of draft shows now where we sit up on that stage and go, they're going to draft the next lane replacement. They still haven't done it. Like, Mekhi could be that guy.
Yeah. At 25, he could be up for an even bigger contract in 3 years.
Yeah, he could want a short-term deal.
Yeah. He could be up for an even bigger contract.
And he's already been paid. As a high draft pick, he's already been paid. Like, these other guys have not really been.
So, Elliot, given every – and I know you mentioned that you think they're going to sign Isaiah Rodgers and I assume you're saying that he will start likely as that other, you know, outside corner. Given everything that's happened this week with Slay, let's put the age thing away for a second. Do you think that if Slay's agent, there's no market for Slay, Slay's agent comes back and says, hey, look, we'll take a team-friendly deal on this. Given everything that Slay has said this week and the public stuff, do you think the Eagles would be willing to bring back Darius Slay?
I don't think the stuff this week will really have much of an impact. Like, Slay is who he is. He's done this before. We've been down the road of him saying something on a podcast and Chauncey not liking it, right? So they've won a Super Bowl together. I think if it came down to where the Eagles wanted Slay back and Slay wanted to come back, I don't think that this would play much of an impact in it. No. But that being said, I don't think Slay is going to be back.
I think you've said that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Isaiah and Keeley competing for that spot.
So, next thing, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, Elliot. There's at least enough sort of chatter out there about the Patriots wanting A.J. Brown to at least think about, okay, well, what would they be willing to trade for him? So, let's say it is draft day. And the New England Patriots call you, and it's the 10 minutes before the fourth pick, and Abdul Carter's out there, and why can I never remember this kid's name, the cornerback?
Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter is out there, and they call you and they say, hey, we would trade you the fourth pick for A.J. Brown and the 32nd pick. If you were running the Eagles, knowing that eventually one day that's going to happen, what would you do?
So I would not do it for Travis Hunter, just putting that out there. I would probably know the smart thing to do is to do it for Abdul Carter. Like, it would hurt, and if it wasn't a public-facing company, I would definitely do it. But I think the reason you have to do it is AJ is getting older. Abdul Carter could be the next elite edge rusher for a long time. And you'd have him on a rookie deal. So I understand emotionally why you wouldn't do it. On the field, I understand the reasoning for it, but I think the Eagles themselves would probably do it.
You think the Eagles would do it?
For the number four, I don't think there's many non-quarterbacks in the NFL that wouldn't get traded for the number four.
For the four pick, yeah. I mean, the unrealistic thing here.
I don't know about that.
Well, the other thing here.
AJ's getting older. What is he, 33? How old is he? How old is he? Well,
he's not entering his rookie year, I can tell you that much.
I understand that, but also, he probably has a greater impact on the game than Abdul Carter does.
That's
as
a good
far
one.
As them winning the championship right now.
Right. Well, if Abdul Carter is absolutely is what people think, I think then there's a debate there. Obviously, going into next year.
Let me ask you this. You think Abdul Carter is going to be better than Michael Parsons?
I think he has that potential.
Ooh.
I mean, there's a reason
he's being
talked
about.
He's being talked
about
as a number one overall pick. He's an athletic freak.
That just means it's a weak draft. That's all that means. I don't care about that.
Probably means it's a weak quarterback draft.
Well, a quarterback and then a corner is going? Normally, old linemen go. You mean tell me there isn't an old lineman that's worthy of being up there in the top five pick or top second pick? Like, when he's really a linebacker. He's not a real defensive end, right? So he's an outside backer. That's why Parsons didn't go as early. Plus, Parsons was in a deeper draft. Jamar Chase, all those guys, he was in that draft. I don't know if his kid is better than Michael Parsons. I don't know if he is,
but I do. And look, I know the what he's projected. What he's projected to be, and if you can acquire the fourth overall pick in an elite edge prospect,
yeah.
I think you have to seriously
AJ Brown and the
yeah,
fact
AJ
that you
awesome.
Got one of the best players in football. Would you trade AJ Brown for Michael Parsons?
No, because you have to pay Michael Parsons a massive
deal. No, because AJ Brown has more of an impact on the outcome of the game. That's why.
So
you
I don't know if that's true, though.
Of course you do know it's true.
I don't know if it's true.
Hold on. Well, who's changed the trajectory of the offense and the team that they're on more? A.J.
Well,
Brown
Parsons,
or Michael Parsons?
Michael Parsons has had plenty of impact on the Cowboys.
Sure. Like he is, was it done yeah. for him?
Well, but that's not Michael Parsons' fault. That's like saying, was it A.J.'s fault they didn't win a playoff game last year?
Yeah, because he didn't play.
Right, because they played him in the last week.
But he didn't play, though, is the point that I'm making. He didn't play in the game. My thing is...
Right, but what I'm saying is team success is not always one player, especially when it's not the
quarterback. I understand that, too. Yeah. I'm just telling you, from a wide receiver to a defensive end, that receiver has a greater impact when you're A.J. Brown. I mean, it's okay to say. I like Michael Parsons.
I don't think it's true. I don't think it's true, though. I think edges have a huge impact on the game. Now, receivers obviously also do when you're of AJ's caliber, but when you're of Micah Parsons' caliber, like if both of those players went on the market today,
yeah.
teams would trade more for Micah Parsons than they would for AJ Brown.
I agree with that.
Only because he's younger.
Well, but
it's 25.
It's part of it.
Well, yeah. at least you agree AJ's yeah. getting old now.
Well, I didn't say he's getting old.
I'm just kidding.
He's younger.
Right.
He's
right.
younger.
No,
here's the thing. Just because a team is willing to pay that much for that player, it doesn't mean that player transforms you into a winner. I don't see how you can't see how A.J. Brown changed this offense from the time he got here. Now, I know
you're
clouded by last year's performance. That had more to do with the quarterback than it did A.J. Brown. It's not like A.J. Brown's out here dropping passes every week. He didn't drop a pass all season long. So his numbers being down is a result of the quarterback not getting the ball to him versus what he could actually do. Just like Justin Jefferson, right? If he doesn't get the ball, he can't have the impact that he would normally have. A.J. Brown is easily a 1,400-yard wide receiver, should have 10 touchdowns if he didn't have Devontae Smith on the other side who has to get catches and stuff as well.
So I agree with you. I think A.J., besides Saquon, is the most important player on the offense. I think A.J.
Man,
is a
right.
top four receiver. The record with A.J. on the field versus off the field.
Saquon Brown.
Barkley. Yeah.
Barkley. No, I mean right, Saquon no. Brown. Saquon Brown. Yeah.
Yeah, who are we talking about? Now I don't even know who we're talking about anymore.
But no. I'm
Saquon
saying
Barkley
besides
or,
Saquon.
Or, yeah, okay, Michael Parsons.
Besides Saquon, I think AJ is the most important player. But we're talking about trading for the number four overall pick in the draft or Michael Parsons.
Yeah, he's like, a that's player who hasn't played a down in the NFL yet.
But there's value to that. Like, we're going
to
talk so much about this next week about what edge
there's
rushers get paid.
Abdul,
there is value. You could have one of the best edge rushers in the league.
And he can also be a bust.
He could be. You're right. But that's the risk you take if you make that trade.
Yeah.
But if you hit on it, and Devontae's awesome,
but the other guy
Saquon,
already
and you
know
add an
what
edge
the
rusher.
Other guy is.
But he's older.
You're right.
He's far from being old.
He has
it's
had
a
knee
risk.
Issues.
He has had knee issues.
Oh, you're right. And the other guy, this guy, is he not injured right now? Does he not have a stress fracture in his foot?
He does.
Stress reaction.
Well, whatever, fracture reaction, whatever it is, they want him to have surgery. You already have that coming out of college.
Well, the other thing that it does is, from a salary standpoint, it's another guy you don't have to pay for 5 years.
Right.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But does that make you a better team and it gives you a better chance to win the Super Bowl?
It does not.
No.
Next year it does
it
not.
It does
I agree with
not.
You on that. I agree
There's
with you.
There's no
on
way
that.
You can tell me bringing that kid here and taking A.J. Brown off this team makes you a better Super Bowl team.
It does not next year. I agree with you on that. It would be a move where you are taking a step back with the hopes of adding like an elite edge guy on a cheap deal. But I agree with
you
for next year, it makes him worse.
Listen, A.J. ain't perfect. But I'm going to tell you, this type of talent does not come around very often. It's proven talent, not college talent. not going up against slow offensive linemen in the Big Ten or what have you. You're going up against the best of the best. You're going up against the best of the best. AJ has already proven he can go up against the best of the best in defensive backs and dominate. He's already proven that. Don't take it for granted. Don't take AJ Brown for granted.
Yeah,
the
Elliot.
Fourth overall pick. Yeah. Guy
that,
who hasn't even
the
played
guy
one down
for
in
you
NFL.
That does that. That's not me. Jack takes him for granted. I'm saying for the fourth overall pick.
Well, hold on. I want to know what your scouting eye tells you as to why Travis Hunter, you would not use the fourth pick on him.
Because
actually, I would take Hunter over Carter.
Oh, I wouldn't. I'm out on Travis Hunter. When I'm GM of the Eagles, I would not be drafting.
I feel even better.
I want someone that's not good at two things, but
I'll bet you right now, Travis Hunter. I'll bet you right now, anything you want, Travis Hunter is a better pro than Abdul Carter.
Okay, deal. 100%.
All right, we will come up. Yeah, we'll come up with the.
I don't care what it is.
Yeah, when we come up,
new hair products, new shoes, whatever you want.
Of course, a new jacket,
a pea coat, whatever
you
want.
This is my chance to get something good. Yeah, yeah. I can't get Ike something as nice. So,
Elliot, final thing before we let you go, I got to give you credit because we hold you accountable, but with holding you accountable, we have to give you credit where it's due. And when the Saquon deal happened and all of the cap savings numbers came out, you jumped out and said, I wouldn't believe that that is true necessarily. And now that the information is coming out, it doesn't seem like the Eagles are going to save anything on the cap this year with the Saquon extension. And you were right to say, hold on, wait a minute, hold your horses, credit where it's due. So I'm going to give you credit, Elliot.
Well, look.
Because Elliot said he didn't believe that there was necessarily going to be any cap savings. And there were a lot of people saying there were going to be $6 or $7 million.
What
and
people
this is
said
why my
that?
Time,
Jans?
Oh, you guys read them online.
No. Jeff Kerr, CBS. Yeah. Like, there were plenty of
Skaversky.
People. Skaversky said. But
noted cap guy.
No, but Jeff Kerr is a legit reporter.
I know.
Jeff Kerr's, it was out there.
I'm just saying, don't be going out of the way to give Elliot credit.
You wanted to make him number one on Eagles Insider.
Legitimate stuff.
This is legit.
That's good informed
speculation. Legitimate stuff. By the way, I've had your back all week, Elliot.
Yeah, I know you have. Like,
now.
I appreciate that. It was
now you're
a disgusting display putting him number three. But
until your Travis Hunter opinion.
Can I give you some potential Eagles Insider of the Year stuff I've saved? And
yeah.
Now it better not be the guy that's getting Stoutland's coffee.
No. Okay. Let's go.
Well, by the way, that did not get brought up when the rankings happened, which was disappointing.
It did. It got brought up last week.
It's two-week-old scoop.
Right. Yeah.
So there's two things I think Eagles fans should have on their radar for over there.
Uh-oh.
One is a potential trade, and the other one is edge rushers I believe they're going to target in free agency.
What's the trade?
Dallas Goedert is available via trade. Like, I'm not saying they're outright shopping him, but he is available to teams around the league if they want to trade for him. And so I don't know if that'll happen before Wednesday, but I would not shock me if he is released. Would not shock me if he is traded.
Release does not count.
Wednesday.
Release does not count. Traded. Right.
Well, the point I'm making is where his contract is at, and next week, like I believe there will be a resolution. And now, is there a small chance this ends up in him redoing his deal to lower salary?
Yeah, that's a scoop. We all expect Dallas Goedert not to be here next year.
Nobody else has said he's available via trade. Has anybody else said that?
No, I'm just saying nobody. I don't know how many people expected Dallas Goedert to be back next year is the point I'm making. I think more people will be surprised that Dallas Goedert is back next year than he's not.
Because I've been saying it for months. But that's the scoop I'm trying to tell you. Like, he is available via trade right now.
And what is the second one? For Edge?
The two names I would keep an edge on for edges for the Eagles.
One's going to be Ajulari, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
And two, Khalil Mack. That is a name I would keep an eye on.
So Khalil Mack and Azeez Ajulari from the Giants.
So Khalil Mack would make sense from the standpoint of an older player who needs a ring, right?
I mean, he has connections to Vic Fangio. There is interest there. Those are the two names I would keep an eye on.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That's a scoop.
He's trying to win this thing.
But his Goddard thing is not a scoop.
The Goddard thing is absolutely a
scoop. It's not a scoop.
Okay. That's disappointing to hear from a fellow insider.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, Ike recused himself.
Well, I've been kicked out of the insider club.
No, you recused yourself.
Well, yeah, because I'm not getting any credit for him.
Well, because you don't report anything.
You want a Mekhi Becton scoop 2 years from now.
Well, let me tell you. When he is back here, am I going to get credit for that?
No.
You say you want him back.
No, I said they should have him back.
That's the same thing.
That's informed speculation.
Want and should
will.
Is the same thing.
You got to say will.
Well, have I not been saying will every time I've been brought up about a free agent that I wanted? It's been Mekhi Becton. Listen, you know what? I don't really care, quite frankly.
There it is.
I've been voting for Elliot. I'm voting for Elliot as I've already been voting for him.
All right.
I'm just trying to tell you this nonsense about Goddard is not – that's.
Well, the Goddard thing is absolute. Yeah, I think – well, I'm the only one staying in this city for weeks and months that Goddard is coming towards a resolution. It's going to be his last year. And now I'm telling you, he is available via trade. And I think
that most people thought he was going to be a free agent after this year.
I'm going to give you credit. I'm going to give you
credit. Thank you. And by the way, Ike's Mekhi Becton thing clearly sounds informed, in my opinion.
That's all I'm saying. If I've been riding one
– well, you're trying to curry favor now. Yep, you're trying to curry favor.
He's been riding Mekhi Becton like Seabiscuit all year.
Could somebody
– one horse I've been riding.
Could somebody come up with an image of Ike riding Mekhi Becton as Seabiscuit, by the way?
Well, Spike's boy McManus put out a story on Becton, so I'm sure Spike's ready to put him
McManus isn't my boy.
I'm sure you got some private time.
No, he's definitely your boy.
He's definitely my boy.
I know you pulled that thing up.
Clearly, Elliot should be the number one guy on his list.
He said they were going to take a guard in the draft.
Now Ike's with me.
Elliot, last thing. Do you have for next question today, we're doing a bad guy, fictional or non-fictional, that you root for. Is there a bad guy you root for? Fictional?
So it's not a guy. Is that okay?
Yeah.
To be a guy. Okay. So
The phrase bad guy.
You would pick a woman.
Could be bad guy or bad girl.
Or is it an animal?
Yeah. I'm going to go Teresa from Real Housewives of New Jersey. She's definitely an enemy. People don't root for her, but she's the GOAT. She's the GOAT.
You are a loser.
You are just a tween girl.
She's the GOAT.
That's what you are.
Well, I didn't say Tiger Woods, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a big answer.
All right, Elliot.
That's my guy. Teresa Giudice, right? I know that's who you're talking about.
See, Ike knows insider stuff.
Is Tiki's wife still on Real Housewives?
I believe so.
Is she?
Jen? Her name's Jen Barber.
Which one was she on?
I think they're redoing the cast.
Jersey or New York?
She's Jersey.
Oh, she's Jersey?
Yeah, they live in Caldwell.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He wasn't on it very much, though.
Yeah, no, he wasn't on it. But. So you can get the Go Birds podcast, Go Birds Daily, wherever you get your podcast. Elliot, you have a great weekend. You were a great performance from you today, Elliot.
Thank you. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, there he is, Elliot Shore Parks. 215-592-9494 on the record Friday, the one thing you want the Eagles to do next week in free agency, and a bad guy you root for. Coming up next, speaking of a bad guy that everybody loves, your weekend forecast from Tornado Shapiro. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games and big events, always better at Chickies, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Our Friday hang until football season. Every Friday we will be here. The tournament's coming. You can watch all the action with a very special menu at Chickies and Pete's. You can find a location near you at chickiesandpetes.com. If you missed Elliot Shore Park's appearance, every appearance Elliot has on the show is different. This was one of the ones I always like when I see it happening.
Yeah.
When Ike's like, uh-oh. But when I see, Ike disagrees with Elliot, here it comes. And I know it's going to be worse. It's always you or me. It's one of us that does it.
Sure.
And it's always nice when I see that it's you because I can just, you know, kick back, put my feet up.
Well, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. Yep, I do. I do. Well, I mean, listen.
Yeah.
That's why we love the guy.
Yes.
He brings that out of us.
The greatest.
Yeah, and it's okay.
Absolutely.
And he gave real scoopage to that.
Yes, he's trying to win that thing. He's trying to win that thing.
Yeah. I thought he leaned in that a little too much.
Well, I liked it. I like him trying. I like him trying.
And that's what I didn't like.
The tornado.
I thought he was trying to cater to me. That's what I felt.
The Tornado Shapiro weekend forecast is coming up next. Right now, Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP on the record Friday. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike. Hey, Jack. How's it going?
What's up, Tasty Cake?
What's up, brother?
I got to give Elliot a lot of credit because he has a lot of resolve. Like, come on every week and let Ike whoop his ass all over. So, you know.
He's not human. He's not human.
He's a glutton for punishment.
Like, yep.
He's like the Randall Tex Cobb at WIP.
Yeah. he takes a beating and he keeps coming back. And he, whatever happened the last time, is in the rear view for Elliot.
Give him credit. He gives as good as he takes.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
Yep.
He wins his fair share.
Yeah.
We just get the last word. We get the last word.
Well, we have the button.
Yes.
Yep.
The other thing I wanted to tell you guys is earlier in the week, I thought you guys conducted great interviews with Bryce and Trey Turner. Spike, I thought... You know, a guy called in and said you didn't ask the right questions. I never heard him say anywhere, right? What I heard, Spike, is that he said that he would be a more effective leading off, right? And that Schwarber kind of clocked up the bases for him. I thought that was a lot.
I think, when you're interviewing these guys, and I know everybody wants you to be, like, confrontational with them.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work, and you have to pick your spots,
yep.
Right? So a lot of times you go into a question and you go, well, what am I going to get out of him? So if I say, hey, Trey, will you move to the outfield? Like, he's going to say I'm a shortstop, and that's it, the same thing he's always said. So, mm-hmm. Hey, Tasty Cake, what do you on the record Friday, what do you want to see the Eagles do next week?
I think they need to keep that offensive line together. I think many reasons the Eagles won the Super Bowl, but a real important one was Saquon behind that offensive line not only made the offense effective, right, Spike, but it also helped the defense a lot because when they're controlling time of possession, that defense isn't on the field. So you want to keep that grouping together.
Especially when your defense isn't going to be as good next year because you don't have anybody on the edge. You're right. And look, I think it's 51-49 for me. I think I don't want to say the Becton thing's not important, but I think edge is more important. But there's an awesome argument for Becton, and you have it. Is there a bad guy that you always cheer for?
Yep, Pete Rose.
Wow!
I was
I'm in that boat.
Yeah, that's a lot of us here, actually. Yeah, thank you for the call, Tasty. Okay, are you a Pete Rose guy, Jack? I know you weren't.
Respect the ball player, of course.
There you go. Yeah, great Charlie ball player.
Charlie Hustle.
Charlie Hustle.
Man. That's who Chase Utley wishes he was.
Well, Chase was that of the 2010s.
Wow.
2010s.
Wow.
Degenerative knees. What do you want him to do?
Well, joining us now, he is back. Everybody loves him. I have no idea why. He provides no good content whatsoever. Certainly not a good forecast. Joining us now is Tornado Shapiro.
It's the weekend. It's 10 days from St. Patrick's Day. And it's Tornado Shapiro. Music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Welcome back, man. When you guys were sucking up the sun in Tampa, the rest of us were sucking up the sin in Tacony. Nothing but high winds up here in Philly, friend. Remember the weather gal out of Trenton by the name of April Breeze? Well, this is much stronger than April Breeze, reminiscent of my days in Chicago at WWHORE-DD69. Our weather girl had extra large gusts. Loretta Lung, the mighty mouth of the Midwest. You could feel that wind blowing up Michigan Avenue. Oh, okay. She'd give you a tingle from head to toe, depending on your proclivities. Rex Ryan notwithstanding.
Okay.
It's blowing in the wind, friend. Do you feel the force of the wind, the slash of the rain? Go face them and fight them. Be savage again. You remember that one from NFL films? My good friend John Facender. Freddie Fender, John Facender. Facender? Just met her.
Anyway. Okay.
I hope you had a nice time of it down there in Clearwater. Attended many a spring break down there. Lots of wannabe weather gals. Lots of precipitable t-shirt contests. Remember those? Hello, Helen.
Yep.
How ripe are your melons? Look at the over-the-shoulder boulders.
Aren't you supposed to be giving a forecast? What are you even talking about?
We're talking about spring training. I hope you ate right down there. If you're eating right, you go to Clearwater, the world-famous House of Vigine. Best oysters. This side of Disney World. The aphrodisiac aroma hits you as soon as you come over the causeway. Spike, did you ever come over the causeway?
Well, yeah, it was quick.
I used to hang in a little place called the Undertow Inn with a weather gal by the name of Low Tide Luann. Went there in there on a dare once. Her jellyfish had a bit of a sting to it, but it was worth it.
Okay.
I got sworn in as a lifeguard, the house lifeguard the next day, served 6 months under the tutelage of Back Bay Betty and Ivana Wiener.
These are cheap now.
It was the same year Jason Babin was out of control at spring break. Babin loved the wide nine. That was his name for the women's local volleyball team. Babin, he was with so many girls that week, he was up for Eagles Insider of the Year.
All right.
Wow.
I've also heard, not only are you a meteorologist, you started getting into real estate. Are you a realtor now?
Realtor? Just met her. Realtor, winder, dinder, and closer.
Okay. What? Could you talk about real estate then?
In the broadcast industry, you know, I'm a lifer. That means patches of unexpected unemployment. Real estate keeps me afloat in those tweener patches. Got my real estate license in the mid-70s. I've listed houses from Maine to Florida. I like my houses like I like my women's. Trimmed hedges and a big back porch. Come on. By the way, most new construction is vacant during the day. Yeah. Have it in mind for a little rendezvous. New construction waiting destruction.
No, do not sneak into new destruction to have intercourse, by the way.
If you're up in the Philly this weekend, it's the Air and Express time in Delco. Nothing like a busload of thirsty Irish gals parading down McDade Boulevard. Back in the 90s, I was in the lead car of that parade. It was me, Ike, Danny Bonaducci, two Philly ball girls, and Captain Noah. Let me tell you, Ike rode that guy like sea biscuits.
Okay.
We hit 239 tap rooms between Collingdale and Ridley. Each gal had a handful of Irish potatoes. How much if you put a little shamrock shake on there, huh? Aaron Go Brawlis. Aaron, go back to my place. Come on.
Could you give the forecast already, the weekend forecast, if we're going to keep doing
spring
this?
Spring forward. Make sure you set your clock back this weekend, and Ike, adjust your Blue Chew schedule, my friend. You don't want to come out too early or too late.
Will you just give the
he's like Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah. Will you please give the forecast?
Hope for on the record Friday.
Yeah.
I would renegotiate the contract of
Nope, we're not doing this. Nope, we are absolutely not. Give the forecast. You lost it.
Friday, high 72, 50-50. Saturday, pleasant with the sunshine, mixing with some clouds. Again, back at Slicker, friend. It's 50-50. Friday in Philadelphia, mostly sunny and breezy. It's a chance of rain. How much? Probably a 50-50. The same goes for Saturday. And like my daddy always said, protect yourself, wear a raincoat. 50-50 chance of precipitation. How about a little music? You've had the time. Get the orchestra together.
No more. Okay. Was not going to let him do the Jalex Hunt joke. I knew what he was doing.
Yep.
He asked for it. I said no. I'm glad he listened.
Yep.
There he is.
Some cheap ones in there.
Oh, yeah.
I guess his money's worth.
He absolutely does. We don't pay anything for it, by the way. All right. It's on the record Friday. What's the one thing you want the Eagles to do next week? Greg from Hamilton, you're on WIP. What's up, Greg?
Oh, hey. How y'all doing today?
What's up, Greg?
What's up, Greg?
Hey, I'm with Ike on this. Ike, I agree with the Becton thing. You kind of won me over because I was thinking more so trying to keep with Milt Williams and Keith Sweat. Josh.
You getting twisted over there?
Hey, how about that?
There you go.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, I thought about the fact that Jeff Stoutland could build a, you know, he finds these guys and he actually, he does a great job in building offensive linemen. So, but then again, with Beckham being 25 years old and keeping the line intact with what we have, we could be, like you said, a dominant offensive team. And we can still work with what we do have on the defensive side of the ball as far as the guys coming off the bench. I think that, you know, given Jomo and Hunt some time to work themselves as backups, we'll still be pretty good on the defensive side, especially now that we kept on and we got a few guys still in our secondary. So I think that all in all, Beckham would probably be my next choice out of the three people. The four people that are still left to be signed.
You know, Greg, I think we all love Jalex Hunt, and we were all shocked at how far he came in such a short time.
Mm-hmm.
When Brandon Graham went down, BG was basically at that time, outside of Sweat, their second most reliable edge. And that's what, by the way, when Corey brought up Nolan Smith, nobody was talking about Nolan Smith in the first half of the year. It was mostly the second half. It was BG, and it was BG's absence that let both Jalex Hunt and Nolan Smith shine, I think. But we're putting an awful lot of faith in Jalex for next year if we letting Josh Sweat walk and not adding at least a B level edge.
Well, that's why they should restructure his contract.
Right? No, you're not doing the joke out there.
Well, the thought process is that again, the tackles gave the ends the flexibility to do their job with what they required as far as the tension that they took. So that's why I thought that with Hunt playing beside Carter, you will still be able to do good with Nolan Smith and who's out there? Jesus, I forgot that fast. Oh, gosh.
Oh, you know are they? No, it's gone. Yeah, we don't have another one.
No, the only edge guys they have the only edge guys they had, aside if Josh Sweat leaves, was Brandon Graham, Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not forgetting anyone. No. There was it. Now, occasionally, Milton Williams is a guy who could swing from one side to the other, but he's a tackle, really. So those were the edge guys. So
and Bryce Huff.
Well, yeah, and Huff, but he is the invisible man.
He's here.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, do you have a bad guy you root for?
Well, this is kind of old. You guys might not have known about this one, but you'd have to watch the series. I'm 63 years old, but I'm going to say Falconetti from Rich Man, Poor Man.
Yeah, I didn't.
Falconetti.
I'm not a rich man, poor man guy.
I don't.
Yeah, that is before our time.
Yeah, but how much before us?
Well, Rich Man, Poor Man is what? Is like mid-70s?
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. I never even heard of that.
Yeah.
I don't even know who's the star in it.
I've heard of it. That's all I am. But I think that's mid-70s. Okay. But you know.
Nick Nolte's in it.
Oh, there you go. And Nick what year Nolte? Was that?
1976.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
The year I was born. There you go. They're going to sign someone on it for the edge, by the way. They don't even have enough guys for that rotation at this point, unless there ends up being someone else in the draft.
I do wonder how much. I mean, listen, they're paying Bryce Huff.
$17 million. Yeah. Is there any chance that Bryce Huff, after the year he had, comes into camp next year and says, I think some of it has to be what Bryce Huff was willing to try.
Yeah.
You know, I think you could tell from his quotes that there's a disagreement there between Vic Fangio, what Fangio wanted Bryce Huff to do, and what Bryce Huff thought he was best at.
And I advise Bryce Huff to get on the same page as Vic Fangio.
Just try. You're talented. You have talent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
you got to have something in him from an ability standpoint. And where's the competitive drive in you?
Right.
Don't you want to be out there on the field?
Get another contract, by the way. You're a young guy.
Like, you're a young player living a dream, playing in the NFL. You'd rather be known as someone that was a bust from a free agent signing standpoint? Or do you want to go out there and at least put some respect on your name by going out there? I'm not saying you got to go out there and be an all-pro or a Pro Bowl defensive end, but you should be a serviceable end at worst out there. Like, you can't go from what you did in New York to what you were last year here.
To a healthy scratch in the Super Bowl.
That's unacceptable.
A healthy scratch in the Super Bowl.
That's unacceptable. That's unacceptable.
And here's the other thing. And I know Fangio, you know, he can wear out his welcome in places. And there was a little discomfort, I think, in, you know, Devin, in the locker room.
Yeah.
But I want you
good.
To go. And I want to give, we have to give every player credit for how they performed last year.
Yeah.
But look at every player besides Bryce Huff got better last year on the defense under Vic Fangio. Milton Williams is going to get paid. Josh Sweat brought his career back. Zach Bond became a defensive player of the year candidate. N'Kobe Dean became a very, very solid linebacker.
Yes.
Quinyon Mitchell was an outstanding corner in his first year. Cooper DeJean, outstanding nickel corner in his first year. Darius Slay had a season that we didn't even think he could have at 33 years old. Then, how about this? The guys that stepped in. Oren Burk stepped in, did a great job. Isaiah Rogers stepped in, did a great job. Everybody who bought in, Jalix Hunt evolved into Nolan Smith, became a real piece. Now, they're different talent, all talented guys, but all these guys had
this
the best.
Buy-in. You said it right. They bought in.
The best year of their career, you know, given the context.
Number one defense without you.
Right.
That ought to say something to you.
Just try buying in. See what happens. You know? I can understand his frustration last year, but at a certain point, when it works for everyone else.
Yeah. I got to be honest with you, Spike. I can't understand his frustration. You were an undrafted player.
Right.
Who just struck gold off of 1 year. I can't understand your frustration. As a matter of fact, I need gratitude. I need gratitude. The Eagles changed your life with a fortune. What you did in New York as a role player, the Eagles rewarded you. You hadn't done anything for the Eagles, and now you're a Super Bowl champion. You don't have room to gripe and moan about your role. What you should be doing is buying in. And you just mentioned, look at everybody else that bought in. Look what happened. They had career years. They had a number one defense. They dominated the Kansas City Chiefs.
Look at all the guys that made money buying in.
Exactly.
Josh Sweat made money. Milton Williams made money. Zach Bond made money.
Come on, man. Come on, bro. Like you got a bag and basically disappeared. I got no sympathy for that. You living good. You got a ring now. You got a financial. You got financial security for your family.
And you have another contract to worry about,
yeah,
by the way.
Like,
you can
like,
play
dude,
for eight like, more years.
Like, come on out here and quite frankly, be pissed off. Play like you pissed off. Play like you got something to prove.
I think the point you
I
made.
I mean, if I'm the Eagles, that's what I'm looking at. Like, bro, we just gave you $50 million.
And the point you made, you at least should be a serviceable rotation.
Yes!
At the very least, you should be able to play 35 or 40% of the snaps.
What is he, 27, 26?
I think he's 26.
Right? Like, what are we talking about?
They signed him the way that other teams are going to sign Milton Williams.
Yeah.
Right? Not the same position, but as a young guy who played half the snaps. Coming off his rookie deal.
26. We'll be 27 next year.
There you go.
Yeah, come on, bro.
215-592-9494.
Part of the Eagles thinking is that, I guarantee you. Like, they just gave this dude all this money, and they're like, we can't do anything. We can't get rid of him because it accelerates his hit on the cap.
He's so invisible, we don't even think about him as part of the edge rotation.
Right. But from the Eagles' standpoint, they're saying, hold on, this salary is here that we got to pay him this year.
And I'll tell you this, it's on – if you're a teammate of his, like, I hope – other teammates are saying to him, dude, you got to grow up.
Give him that stare like, hey, man, come on, man.
We need you.
Yeah.
Because they might need him.
Yeah.
Depending on the cap situation, who's available, they may need him to perform next
year.
Totally
agree.
215-592-9494 on the record Friday. Seth in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Seth?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Happy Friday to you guys.
Happy Friday, Seth.
So I kind of agree with Ike that, I think we should definitely sign Beckton back just because, the player that he is, he's a young player, it's kind of like another diamond in the rough that we found, like Vaughn, and it's like, why get rid of a guy that young? We always talk about how good the offensive line needs to be, especially like if you want to keep Saquon healthy as well, if you're going to run the ball. You got to keep that line together. I know edge rusher is also important. Like, you want another edge rusher as well because you don't have one, but you have to work with what you have too as well, I think. So, and then Elliott, man, I don't know what the hell he's talking about, man, trading A.J. Brown for a fourth round pick. Like, we talked
number
about
four,
number four overall.
The number four overall.
Ever,
pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we talk about wanting to have, elite wide receivers over here, and we're just trading away elite wide receivers. Like, think about how long it took us to finally get,
A.J. Brown.
Decent wide receivers.
Yes.
We didn't draft Justin Jefferson. We wound up taking Rager. We eventually got Devontae Smith, but had you drafted Justin Jefferson a year prior, you could have drafted Michael Parsons and not went with Devontae Smith.
That's
so,
a good point.
I like A.J. Brown. We definitely need him. He's, in my opinion, he's a top three wide receiver in the NFL. You go Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, and A.J. Brown.
Yep.
That's just me. That's what I think. A.J. Brown can do things that a lot of receivers cannot do. He can go up and grab the ball. He's physical. He's big. He's strong. No disrespect to Devontae Smith, but Devontae Smith is not going to jump up and grab balls away from other players. Like, it's just not going to happen. So I would never – listen, that's not something I would do. If I'm the Eagles, like, no way I'm trading A.J. Brown for the fourth overall pick. It sounds nice. Like, we'd be that high up in the draft, but if we're going to get an edge rusher, nah, I'm out. I'm not doing that. Sorry. That's just no. So, and then as far as like the Dallas Goedert thing, like I think a lot of people expect him not to be back here. I think, again, I'm in agreement with Ike. Like him being traded, I don't think that's like, it's going to be a shocker. And, that's just, and whatever we could get for him, that's great. I just think the tight end position is not what it used to be anymore either. Like we can get a tight end somewhere else as well, making lesser money. So,
Hey, Seth, give us a bad guy you root for.
I rooted for De Niro in Heat, the movie Heat.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean,
because he was a bad guy. He was robbing banks. Or, yeah, banks. He was robbing banks.
De Niro, usually plays a lot of his roles are the bad guy you're sort of rooting
for. No, you're right. Yeah.
I actually, have you ever seen Midnight Run with him and Charles Grodin? Mm-hmm. Great flick. Jack?
Yep. No.
I think you'd appreciate that. A lot of good lines in Midnight Run.
Yeah. No, I'm a Bobby De Niro fan.
Oh, you got to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be.
Jack Burns, great character.
Oh. Yeah, he's a great character.
Come on, man. Meet the Parents? Is he the villain in Meet the Parents?
No.
No, I don't think so. I think you're rooting for him.
Yeah. No one's...
Jack, don't die.
With the way this is trending,
yeah,
sure seems like no one's going to give Elliot any credit when Goddard's gone.
If he gets...
I'm telling you, I would have perceived it to be news if he's back.
Yes.
That's the way I looked at it. So if you were telling me the Eagles were bringing Dallas Goedert back, they're going to resign it, like, that would be news to me.
We always rotate who wants to give Elliot credit. I'm noticing this. The only reason I always thought Goedert was going to be gone is because Elliot kept saying it.
Oh, come on, Spike.
I'm just... I think I picked it up from him.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, just because you don't listen to me.
Hang on your every word.
Hey, Jack,
no,
we are...
No, you guys are... Listen, you guys are so jaded.
Oh.
Because you know...
About what?
Yeah, because you always hear, I agree with Ike. You know, and I see the eyes roll every time. I feel it.
It's not every time. It's the ones where they go, you know, I did think it was the other one, and then Ike sold me. And then, you're good at your job.
No, just the giddiness in their voice. Ike's, like, oh, really?
Yeah.
We found the one. You're so special.
Ike's good at his job. What can you get? So we're not far from baseball, by the way.
That's right, Ike. You excited?
How many, by the way, Jack, how many days to opening day?
Oh, I don't know. Well, under 3 weeks now.
You always know.
Under 3 weeks.
So we'll do a little high hopes Jackie baseball report, including something interesting that Kyle Schwarber said, right? That'll be in the report.
And J-Roll.
And J-Roll?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
J-Roll.
Okay.
We saw J-Roll.
Yeah, from afar.
From afar.
Yeah, wanted no parts of us. Can tell you that.
Nope.
And it's on the record Friday. You got to tell us the one thing you want the Eagles to do next week. And for next question today, give us a bad guy you root for. It is Bryan Cranston's birthday today. So Walter White, one of the great ones. Ike, why don't you tell us something important?
Hey, you can see Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra.
I said something important. No. That was a joke. Yeah.
You threw me off right there.
No. All good.
Again, you can see Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra in Philly Sports. Put the music. Check them out at the Keswick Theater, Easton Road, in Glenside on April 5th. That's a Saturday. You know where you can get your tickets at. JoeConklin.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.